Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, featuring Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith while building a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. Now, my guest today says mindset is everything, both in life and in business. There is a reason God talks about our thoughts so many times in the Bible. We must guard them carefully. Joining me on today's show is Stephanie Naviskas. Now, Stephanie, she's the CEO of Sizzle Force Marketing, which is a fractional CMO agency that services scaling companies. Now, since 1995, she's been developing brand building marketing campaigns that have been used by companies including Starbucks, Quicksilver, the National Football League, and Cox Communications, along with thousands of privately owned companies. Now, Stephanie, she's written for Forbes, she's written for Entrepreneur magazines, and she's the author of the international number one bestseller, Absolutely Unforgettable, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Creating a Heart-Centered Brand and Standing Out in a Noisy World. Now, on today's show, Stephanie's going to share a number of different things, but specifically around the importance of mindset in life and in business. Marketing a business doesn't have to be nearly as hard as many business owners and people make it out to be, as well as God promises to make beauty out of the ashes, and He fulfills every promise, period. So welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'm so happy to be here.
As I was sharing your introduction, there were a number of very impressive names, and we can really see that you've got an expansive background in the area that you're working in. I wonder if you were to give a brief or an overview snapshot of the journey that led you down the path to where you are today and kind of where God had kind of led you, what would that be? So we can kind of see how your career's developed.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting how it all ties together and how obvious it is that God's hand is at work through every season of life. So not to get too personal, but I will tell you that I grew up in a pretty tumultuous environment. Okay. And one way that I learned to cope with my feelings was by journaling. And so I would write, and from my 11th birthday on to well into my 30s, I wrote in a journal every single day, and I would write about what I was experiencing and feeling and all of that stuff. Well, little did I know that writing every day just about my feelings would eventually really craft a talent to write in an empathetic way, right? To write in a way that connects with people, that connects with feelings, that connects with, you know, real situations that people are facing and dealing with, right? Wants, needs, all the things. Well, fast forward to, you know, graduating from high school, going to college, I decided to study journalism because I was actually getting really good at this writing thing. And I was like, oh, maybe there's something here, you know, and I was really enjoying it. And so I'm in school, I'm in my senior year, and I thought I was going to go into broadcast journalism. Come to find out, I had a professor that senior year of college tell me that my voice was too squeaky and I wouldn't make it. And I was like, oh man, you know, I'm, you know, a very impressionable 21-year-old at the time, and he's the authority. And so I was like, oh, okay. Well, then I guess I won't do that. and I went to plan B, okay, which plan B ended up studying feature writing, okay? Now, feature writing at the time, right, was, it was magazines and it was feature stories in newspapers, right? This is pre.com. I'm going to age myself, okay? Pre.com, but feature writing is all about feelings and it's all about experiences and it's all about storytelling, okay? As opposed to editorial writing, which is, you know, it's a news story. It's all facts. It's not feelings, right? And so it's just so fascinating to me to even look back all the way back to, you know, here I am, this 11-year-old little girl who finds a way of coping through some difficult times, who then God uses it, right? It's like God makes beauty out of ashes, right? God uses it to develop a talent, which then, you know, throughout the process of really honing that skill, even though that was never like an intentional plan on my part, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna write in a journal every day and become a great writer and make a career out of it. That was the furthest thing from my mind, right?
Amazing, amazing. One of the things that I'd love to just speak a little bit about, and this really speaks into the importance of mindset in life and business, you know, what happened, do you think, and let's talk about this, that took you from, you know, the experience that you had as that young child and not getting stuck in it? Because sometimes what we can end up doing is getting stuck in the negativity of that experience and not move through and learn the lessons. And there's something that I said the other day, or I wrote, and I'm sure I must have heard it from somewhere, so I'm certainly not saying that I made this up, but, you know, there are blessings in every lesson. We just need to look for those blessings and what they are. So what was it for you, do you think? Was it because you obviously had someone that told you, no, that's not the right way for you, and you continue to move forward? Was it an influence, or was it, what was it for you that had you look at that not as a negative experience, which could have led to self-pity and continual, you know, stuckness? What was it, do you think?
Well, I, you know, in all honesty, there was plenty of self-pitying happening, right? There was plenty of that. And it's something that has been a battle at different seasons throughout my life. However, you know, so here I am at 11 when things start to fall apart. And that was the same year that I made a new best friend. And my best friend's mom was a Christian. And she was a stay-at-home mom. My parents both worked, and I was a latchkey kid. I don't know if they use that term in Australia, but in America, in the 80s, you know, basically your parents were never home because they were working, and kids had a key latched to them, and they would, you know, basically raise themselves. It was kind of the norm in many ways. And this woman would invite me over pretty much every day after school. And I'd hang out with my best friend, but little did I know God was using her like every single day to model Christ, right? To model hope, to model a healthy home, a healthy marriage, healthy parenting, you know, all of these good things, a relationship just with Jesus, right? And she ended up becoming a profound influence in my life. And, as a result of seeds that she planted, I ended up getting saved a couple of years later when I was 14. And it was just the process of, you know, she really mentored me up until the time I left for college. And to this day, just like such a influence in my life.
Yeah, and such a blessing. You know, there's so many wonderful lessons from that, in that, you know, God can use external circumstances that are quite outside of our control, that's not in the necessary, the norm, if you will, and what's normal these days, isn't it? And also too, I remember my mother once saying many, many years ago, as that when she was younger and she had young kids, she always wanted to do more for the Lord in the ministry, so to speak. And her uncle was an elder at church, and he basically said to her, look, where the Lord has placed you, this is your season to look after your children. And obviously in this woman that you've just spoken about, it was a season in her life to look after the children, but what an opportunity that she also was. And she may not have known, or maybe you have had a conversation with her, how much of a blessing that she was and is and was back then for you now.
She definitely knows now. Actually, my husband reaches out to her somewhat frequently and just says, I just want to say thank you again.
Amazing. That just her showing you love and obviously just opening up her home to you made such an impact. It's a reminder for us, isn't it? Don't discredit just the smallest of things that we do that the Lord can use, you know.
And I think also, you know, when we think about sharing the Lord with people, you know, sometimes it can be easy to get into this thing like, oh, I have to share these Bible verses, or I have to bring them to church, or I have to whatever. And sometimes that's not it. Sometimes it's just love. Love.
Just be, isn't it? That's right.
Yeah, love people where they're at and on a daily basis. I mean, I remember being, we would ride in her minivan and she would play Focus on the Family broadcasts every time we were in the minivan. And so I had never heard of this guy, James Dobson, right? He was on the air and I would hear her listening to it about how to have a healthy family. That's where it all began. And those little things that you know, you don't even know that kids are watching. I mean, she was listening to Focus on the Family to help herself. Little did she know, to this day, here I am almost 50, and now I listen to Focus on the Family, and my kids will listen to Focus on the Family. You know, it impacts generations.
Yeah, amazing. It is one of those things, isn't it, that as adults, be mindful because children are picking things up. And little did she know that you were being informed as into how to raise a family, how to do certain things which may not have necessarily been reflected in what was happening for you at the time in your own. Just amazing. So if we fast forward, I mean, you were learning the foundations, if you will, for handling, you know, feelings with your journaling and so forth. Little did you know that the Lord was shaping in you and developing in you a skill set, a gift that you would later use in life and in business. Talk about mindset then in business, because I'm sure you'd agree that there are always ups and downs, and how we handle those ups and downs and challenges is very much going to be informed on the mindset. How important has that been through your journey, not just life, but also in business as well?
Yeah. You know, I heard somebody say something like this at one point, and I was like, oh, that is so true. There are three things that will really show you what you're made of. Okay. Number one is marriage, right? You can up close and personal look at yourself and the good parts of you and the really bad parts of you. Okay. Same thing with parenting. You get an up close and personal look, and then it's entrepreneurship is the third thing, right? There are so many ups and downs in the life of an entrepreneur. And, you know, you have to guard your mindset, because when you enter the seasons, you know, God says there's a season for everything, right? There's a, you know, a time for dancing, a time for mourning, blah, blah, blah. I think that applies to more than just our personal life. I think that applies in business too, right? So, you know, I just had one of my dearest clients pass away. It's a time of mourning. You know, it's a time of mourning his loss, but also mourning what not working with him anymore means for my business. You know what I mean? Like mourning him as a friend, mourning him as a client, mourning that. But then there will be times for rejoicing, right? So I think that, you know, we have to purpose to keep our mindset focused on the fact that God is always, always working. And he works all things for the good of those who love him. All things. Okay. Even the things that seem like they're really bad. If a client you know, let's say somebody sues you, okay? Let's say somebody doesn't pay you. Let's say an employee reports you to somebody and makes false allegations against you. You know, I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong, right? And there are times when things will go wrong. But what do you lean into when that happens? Where do you go, right? What do you cry out to Jesus, or do you get all stuck in your own feelings and let Satan have a party in your brain and fill your mind with all kinds of lies of hopelessness and despair and it's all over and nothing's going to work out, right? Mm-hmm. This is where it comes back to, no, take every thought captive. You take every thought captive, whether it's in business or personal life. That's what you have to do.
So true. So true. It's interesting. Recently, we just did a Kingdom Entrepreneur Summit, and the topics very much was around identity and, you know, that we are a new creation in Christ. And I think so often, well, not so often, but as you said, the enemy will try and will often be in the heart. It's a guard your heart, guard your mind, renew your mind every morning. So one of the topics that I spoke about was around, you know, strongholds and how be so mindful in every day by renewing your mind and going to the Lord, because we're going to stuff up. But there is forgiveness in that when we ask, you know, and say, Lord, I stuffed up. Forgive me for that. The reason we do that after we give our life to Christ is we do not want the enemy or to allow the enemy to create a foothold, which if unforgiven or we continue to spiral down and, you know, we can have entire he said, she saids and all that in our mind. And, you know, before we know, I mean, 5-10 minutes has gone. You know, don't allow that to become a stronghold. And that's so important. How do we do that? We wear the full armor of God every single day, don't we? As you said, take every thought captive. What's the lens that we look through that? Are we going to the Lord? Are we seeking prayer? Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to inform us? And these things are ever so important. They always have been. But ever so now, isn't it, when we live in a world which is just sometimes, I don't know about you, Stephanie, but I wake up and we have just waltzed into the next level of the Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah. You know, I learned another thing that actually the client that I was telling you about that we just lost, right, but heaven gained a real good one, right? He actually taught me. He was a pastor. And he taught me something about how when you go through the dark times in life, you can sit there and you can blame God. You can get angry with God. You can say, why have you forgotten me, God? Whatever it is, right? Or you can say, all right, God, you are a good God. And you promised to make beauty out of ashes. And this feels like a heap of ashes in front of me. So God, how can I partner with you in what you're allowing right now in my life, in my business, right? How can I partner with you? Because I know you're doing something and I know you haven't forsaken me. I know you haven't left me here to just suffer alone and be beaten up by the enemy, right? So how can I join you? What are we doing, God? And that's the prayer, right? Yeah. And when you start praying into difficult circumstances from that perspective, it really shifts the way that you see things.
Yeah, it so does, doesn't it? And sometimes in my own life, if I look back to those moments where it's like, okay, Lord, there's a pile of ashes there. I can't wait to see what you do with them. It's often because there's things that I've been doing that I've tried to do on my own without seeking him first that I'm so glad. I use the word surrender because that's a word that I really had to get used to because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we like to do things and get into action. But it's when we surrender and we come to that and we pray a prayer like that, I think that's when the Lord says, right, let's do it the way that I'd always intended. And the outcome far outweighs anything that we could ever do on our own or expectations that we would never even, and opportunities that we would never have been able to do. I'm sure you have many situations that have come about when you've gone to the Lord in that way.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about something else. I mean, we've talked about the importance of life and business. We've talked about how God can make beauty out of ashes and he fulfills his promise, a period. But let's talk about something which I know many entrepreneurs have a certain mindset around when it comes to marketing their business. So let's talk about that, because that's your area of expertise. And you say it doesn't have to be nearly as hard as people make out to be. Let's talk about what are some of the things that we need to be mindful of as we're marketing our kingdom business.
Yeah. Well, I think first of all, we need to be mindful of what has God called us to do, right? That's where it all starts, right? So yes, okay. Assuming that you know God has called you to run your business, right? How has God called you to show up in your business, right? Has he called you to be a speaker? Has he called you to show, you know, to be a guest on podcasts? Has he called you to just run a retail store and be kind to people who come inside? You know, has he called you to be an accounting person who helps stressed out people that are doing taxes make sense of their numbers and not be so afraid of money, right? How has God called you to show up in your business? Now, when it comes to marketing, I have been in this industry my entire career, right? So started in 1995. And over the last 27 years, I have seen so many small business owners make marketing into this enormous problem. Right? Enormous problem for them. And that's the first thing I always tell people is I'm like, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity, right? You have an opportunity, right? People feel a ridiculous amount of pressure, you know, when it comes to things like social media. Oh gosh, I need to be everywhere. I need to be on every platform and I need to be posting 8 times a day and I need to be connecting with people. And oh my word, how can I run my business and do all the things I'm supposed to do on social media, right? How am I supposed to figure out email marketing? I'm not a marketing person. I don't write. I don't even like email, right? there's so many things, right? And I think that small business owners, you know, we are we're giddy up personalities, right? We're people that like to get things done, right? And we like to go, you know, go horsey, go, let's go faster, right? But in that, we can have a temptation to go a little faster than we're supposed to go, right? Try and build Rome in a day, as opposed to taking it one step at a time. So I think it's very, very important when it comes to marketing to stop telling the story of it's so hard or this doesn't work or I tried that and it wasn't successful then, so it will never be successful now, right? We have to stop telling those stories and instead be like, all right, what opportunities do I have in front of me? What resources do I have available now to pursue these opportunities? We have two. We either have time or we have money, right?
Yeah.
And we have to choose, right? You either, when it comes to marketing, you either give it your own time or you give it your money so somebody else can give it their time, right? But I think when we first of all set our mindset on the fact it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be impossible. It is absolutely achievable, doable. The possibilities, nothing is impossible with God, right? Nothing, right?
Yeah.
Somebody is going to make a big hit out of the next thing. Somebody is going to be the best in your industry. Why not you? Why not you?
Totally agree. When you think of marketing, how would you define marketing just so that everyone's on the same page? Because sometimes I think people have a misunderstanding of what they should be doing, but particularly too through the lens of building relationship with customers, it's so important, particularly, and this is something that we mentioned in the introduction, to stand out from the noise. There are so many marketing messages or businesses. And now that we have the tools and technologies to be able to market worldwide for those businesses who can work, you know, globally, there's a lot of noise. So firstly, how do you define marketing, and what's so important about that when we think of the noise that we need to cut through?
Yeah, so I define marketing, ultimately our job is to generate leads, right? Leads that people that are qualified potential buyers, right? Sales is responsible for closing those leads and, you know, collecting the cash, so to speak, right? So marketing is generating leads, but how do you generate leads? What do? Marketing is generating awareness that a company exists, that a service exists, that can solve a problem people battle every day. Marketing is about building trust in the marketplace, finding what it is out there that really is a hole, a place that people are not being served the way that they could be served, and showing them that you're full of integrity and you're in the business of helping them, not just making a dollar, okay? It's about, like you said, building those relationships, right? And that goes hand in hand with the trust factor, right? But, you know, I think you build relationships in marketing by really being a go-giver, giving, being generous, sharing what's worked for you, sharing your, you know, your industry knowledge, not hoarding it all to yourself, right? Sharing your expertise and doing so to a certain extent, absolutely free, right? Yeah. I think relationships is also about staying in touch with people, just like, you know, any friendship you have or a relationship with anyone in your family that you care about, right? You don't disappear from somebody's life for 6 months and then show up again and expect everything to be right where you left it, except in those rare instances of having those kind of, I call them lifer friends, right?
Yeah.
The people that you can disappear from for a long time and then you pick back up right where you left off, right? But those are few and far between, right? Just like anything else in business, those relationships, they need to be nurtured. They need to be cared for. Every day you got to water your garden, right? And I think also just marketing is generating loyalty, right? Loyalty to a brand or a service or a product, right? Where it is, you know, we do such good work, or we've created a product that solves your need so well, you don't need to look elsewhere, right? You can trust us. We've got your back. So, yeah.
I love that. I want to say to people, if you're continuing to do that and adding value in all of the things that you have shared, you become the choice versus just a choice, because someone could not consider doing it, working with anyone else other than you because of the consistency. And the cohesion in your message, because what I have also found is that, you know, because you said something and it's so important, this is something that happens over time. Relationships can build over time. And if you're consistent and your message is cohesive and it continues to build trust, as in trust and integrity in that particular area that you are, you know, a trusted authority in, or building your reputation is that. If you do that consistently, that is the reputation that you have built. And here's where I think so many businesses can, and you may find this too, marketing is not just something that you think, oh, we'll do when we get time. I think it's the linchpin of everything, because it's the message, it's the reputation that you build, isn't it? And businesses often look at marketing, and isn't the budget of marketing the first thing that's cut when businesses need to save money? When in actual fact, that's like cutting off relationship building, which is what marketing should be doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest mistake I've seen people make, you know, is cutting off their marketing budget when things get tight financially. It's the biggest mistake you can make. You know, more billionaires are created during recessions and down economic times than any other time. You can literally look at historical proof of that. Like you can look at the Great Depression. You can look at, you know, here in America, you know, when in 2008, right? You know, right now we're all talking about how the recession is either here or it's right around the corner, depending on who you listen to, right? And it can fill us with fear. But if you look at historically what has happened as a result of those hard financial times, the companies who didn't quit, the companies who didn't cut back on their marketing budget are the ones that soared straight to the top.
Yeah. So true. Well, we could continue to talk about this topic for the rest of the afternoon, but I know that you've got other things that are on your to-do list. So, Stephanie, share for people how they can find out more information about you and the kind of work that you can support them with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you can learn a lot more about my company, Sizzle Force Marketing, and the services we offer at sizzleforce.com. It's S-I-Z-Z-L-E, F like Frank, O-R-C-E.com. And also, I have a free gift for your audience. If any of you guys would really like to know what the best next move for you is in marketing, I have a quiz that you can take that will tell you. And, you know, there's a million things you could do to market your company, but what should you do, right? That's the magic question. And I just spoke with someone this morning who said, oh, Stephanie, I took your quiz yesterday, and she was on a call with me with three other people. And she started laughing and she goes, I felt like you were reading my mind, right? She said the results were so spot on with describing where we're really at. And it really gave us some powerful next steps. And now I don't have the question anymore. So thanks for answering the question. So you can find the quiz. It's a free quiz. It takes you about 5 minutes to take it. And it's located at sizzleforce.com/quiz.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's one of the things, isn't it? With any aspect of business, if there's a challenge, there can be a number of different ways that you could tackle that particular challenge. However, not every tactic is the best tactic, because there could be things that you're doing prior to that, or a huge gap, which if you don't work on first, all of the other things that you do are not going to generate the outcomes, the results that you want. I think that's particularly relevant with marketing too. I often say to people, I think I turn more people away from starting a podcast than I do, because a lot of it might, you know, my marketing's not working. I'm not generating leads. How are you sharing your message? Well, I'm going everywhere and anything. I said, if your current message isn't working, don't launch a podcast. A podcast will amplify your message, but it'll amplify a message that's not already working to many more people. So you'll probably end up confusing more people. So that's, you know, focus on the message first, being that so good that you have a quiz to be able to identify or help someone get clarity around what would the next best step be for us that we need to focus on, so that we can really start to generate the leads, as you say, without marketing. One of the things that I do at the end of every show on this particular podcast is to finish with a word of prayer, because as we know, as Christians, we can approach the throne of God with our requests and of course our thanks. So would you mind if I pray for you?
Thank you.
Right, let's pray. Father, thank you that we had an opportunity to speak with Stephanie today, and that she was able to share part of her testimony, Lord, in that when she was growing up and had, the journaling at that time, as she said, that she did not know that you were building and developing in her a skill and a gift that she would continue to now use and bless others with. So as we're remembering that, Lord, there may be someone who's watching watching or listening or even the recording that may have gone through similar situations or a situation, a challenge that, Lord, they may not have yet realized that in that lesson are so many blessings from you. So we just pray, Lord, that they will take a step back, that they will inquire from you, as Stephanie so beautifully shared a prayer or and a request that she was shared from one of her clients, that we can approach you, Lord, and ask, Lord, what is the lesson in this? Where do we need to go? What can I partner with you, Lord, to make beauty out of these ashes? So, Father, thank you that she was able to share so many wonderful insights that I know will continue to bless us as we move forward. Father, we just want to pray for Stephanie's business. Lord, continue to direct her steps. As we know, you direct our steps. You make our path straight. We continue to ask for ongoing blessings and also for the clients and people that she can continue to connect with. Father, there are so many things happening in the world today that, yes, sometimes we ask, Lord, what's going on? But, Lord, when we lean in, when we look to your word, we know that every single step, everything that's happening, you know, and you've already established that plan. So, Father, we just lean into that. We pray for people who are looking for that peace, looking for joy, Lord, that is in Jesus. We often say the answer to every question, the answer to every problem, the answer to every solution and struggle is Jesus, and you are there. So, Father, we hope and pray that others who may not yet know you will come to appreciate that you are there. You have a gift in the life that and what you did on the cross, and we pray that others will come to know you as well. Father, we ask this in the precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming on the show. As we said, marketing is one of those things that a lot of businesses need to change their mindset around. But when you've got the right strategy in place and right, it just works, doesn't it? It just works. And the living Lord can bless that and take that message to places and open doors that we would never have been able to do on our own. So thank you for sharing your gifts and talents with us on the show today.
Thank you so much.
This podcast is brought to you by theinfluencealliance.com. Want to influence real change with your message by becoming known as a trusted authority in your industry while building a sustainable and scalable business you love? Find out how by accessing our free podcast series at www.theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series. That's theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.